With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A group of unlikely bedfellows is trying to drum up support for a plan it says will reduce conflict in the Crazy Mountains and improve access to public land in southwest Montana. The plan includes land swaps and a new trail. As a young kid growing up in northwest Montana, Rob Gregoire says he could hike pretty much anywhere.
And when I came down here, I found the Crazy Mountains to be a little bit different situation. If you took a look at a map, you could see that the public lands were a series of islands, and really the only way you could get to them was to take trails that crossed a lot of private land.
In 2016, Gregoire was cited for trespassing on the eastern side of the Crazies. He challenged the claim in court, arguing he had been using a public trail marked by U.S. Forest Service maps. While Gregoire won the case in 2017, three men were found guilty of trespassing last year while trying to follow another trail with historic use. Erica Lighthizer says tension between private landowners and public land users has been escalating in recent years.
The aim here is to resolve a decades-old access dispute and create some certainty for the public as well as landowners.
Lighthizer is part of an informal coalition called the Crazy Mountain Access Project, which is made up of ranchers, tribal representatives, hunters, and conservationists. The coalition released a proposal Thursday that includes land swaps on the eastern side of the Crazies and in the Madison Range near Big Sky. It's intended to improve public land access and appease landowners, put to rest a disputed trail without recorded easements, and make it easier for Crow tribal members to visit a sacred site. In the proposal, which would need approval from the U.S. Forest Service or an act of Congress, the Custer-Gallatin National Forest would acquire over 5,200 acres of private checkerboard inholdings. This would result in about a 30-square-mile block of public, mostly roadless land on the eastern side of the Crazies. In exchange, the half-dozen landowners involved with the proposal would receive around 3,600 acres of national forest land adjacent to the range. It would consolidate private land in an area that has more roads and development.
My goal in this was to solve it without going to court.
That's rancher Nathan Anderson, another member of the Crazy Mountain Access Project.
Nobody wants litigation. Nobody wants to go to court. I guess lawyers do, but that's how they make a living. I had faith in humanity that we could sit down at a table and have a conversation and solve an issue.
The coalition's proposal also includes a new 22-mile trail. Again, here's Erica Lighthizer.
The trail itself is estimated to cost about $1 million, but as a component of the exchange, it actually would cost the taxpayers nothing because the Yellowstone Club would pay for all the design costs, the construction costs, and the analysis for the new trail.
Why would a resort for the ultra-wealthy in Big Sky pay for a trail in the Crazies? Well, that's where the Madison Range comes in. In exchange for paying for the trail and giving the Forest Service around 560 acres of land in the Madison Range, the Forest Service would give the Yellowstone Club around 500 acres of high-elevation ski terrain adjacent to existing ski lifts. No residential or non-ski development would be permitted. A third component of the proposal would be improving access in the Crazies for the Crow people, who have visited the range to pray and fast for centuries. Shane Doyle, a member of the Crow tribe and the coalition, says the proposed 22-mile trail and a new agreement with one of the landowners will help Crow Indians access Crazy Peak.
The landowner, David Lucian, has extended a sincere invitation to the Crow people. He wants them to feel safe. He wants them to feel welcome there, to continue that great tradition that has been going on for so many hundreds of years.
Voicing support for the proposal are a number of local government and advocacy agencies. The Montana Wilderness Association is also supportive but would like to see conservation easements for the sections that are traded into private ownership. Meanwhile, two organizations are against: Friends of the Crazy Mountains and Enhancing Montana's Wildlife Habitat. They're part of an ongoing lawsuit against the Forest Service, alleging the agency has neglected to preserve access to historic trails in the Crazies, including several on the east side that would be rerouted if this proposal goes through. Rob Gregoire, the hunter who was cited for trespassing in 2016, says the Crazy Mountain Access Project's proposal isn't perfect, but it's a good solution. He says collaborative efforts to erase the checkerboard pattern of private and public land in other mountain ranges show that the same can happen in the Crazies.
There was a similar situation in the Gallatin some 30 years ago, and people got together, and it was controversial, probably like this will be. But you go there now and you ask anybody, and most of them don't even realize it was an issue, and they just take it for granted. It's always been a great place to go.
The Crazy Mountain Access Project is seeking public feedback over the next 30 days before submitting the proposal to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest Service and Montana's congressional delegation. The coalition will host a series of open houses in Livingston, Big Timber, Bozeman, and Big Sky over the next four Thursdays. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.